I'm a writer for some magazines. I'm writing some pieces about Tom Cruise, but I can honestly say I dislike him. I'm just doing my work because I have to. Tom Cruise was born on July the 3rd, 1962. He lived his early life in the small town of Syracuse, New York, and in Ottawa, Canada. In 1981, Cruise started his Hollywood film career as an actor. This is when he starred in the movies Endless Love and Taps. Top Gun was the ultimate move for Tom Cruise. Taking on this role as the Defiant Navy jet pilot, Maverick, he increased his fans to include a large amount of men. Maverick is out to become the best pilot at Top Gun school and willing to do whatever it takes to get there. Flight scenes, dogfights, and a shallow love story form the plot of this movie. Maverick is out to fight everyone, including a fellow ace pilot at Top Gun school, Iceman. One jet fight sequence pits Iceman against Maverick. Both are out to win the title of Top Gun. The jet fight sequences were the best part of this movie. They were so well performed that the viewer didn't get lost in the 360-degree world of flight. The love story, however, was just added to give this movie a plot more than just jets fighting each other. All that really matters, however, is that this was a very enjoyable, well-done movie.
Greetings. Watch the birdie. Jeez, I cracked myself up. You've got Mig 1. I'm going after Mig 2.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Is there something wrong?
Yes, ma'am. The data on the MiG is inaccurate.
How's that, Lieutenant?
Well, I just happened to see a MiG-28. We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
It's what?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
I feel the need. The need.
Ow! Rain Man is widely considered to be Tom's best acting role, and his breakthrough as a serious actor. Oliver Stone's Born on the 4th of July gave Tom a nomination for a Best Actor Oscar due to the strong and powerful role of Ron Kovich, an activist fighting against the war. A downward spiral into unpopularity was avoided when Tom starred in A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson. Tom played a lawyer out to find the truth. In his next thriller, The Firm, Tom earned just as much success in another role as a lawyer. After The Firm, he starred in the Anne Rice film Interview with a Vampire.
I enjoy it. Take your aesthete's taste, pure things. Kill them swiftly if you will. But do it! But do not doubt! You are a killer, Louis!
But what if I could give it back to you? Pluck out the pain and give you another life. One you could never imagine.
Tom Cruise plays the vampire Lestat in this film, adapted from a novel by Anne Rice. It is the story of a lifetime of immortal vampires from the ancient past up until the present. This film has a very dark and morbid tone with a lot of black humour. The look back through time was very well done. The sets and the atmosphere for all of the various time periods was authentic. If you're interested in vampires and or history, you should find this movie entertaining.
Kills indiscriminately, and so shall we,
For no creatures under God are as we are, none so like him as ourselves.
Life has no meaning anymore, does it?
Yeah! Perfect! Perfect! Just burn the place! Burn everything we own! Have us living in a field like cattle!
You thought you could have it all.
Oh, shut up, Louis!
I've come to answer your prayers.
Più dry farfallone amaroso, notte giorno di torno girando.
There's still life in the old lady yet. Louis,
oh Louis, open to it. Still whining, Louis.
Have you heard enough?
But it wasn't.
I've had to listen to that for centuries.
In Interview with the Vampire, he earned over $20 million for his role. Mission Impossible opened in theatres in 1996 with a new record for sales in its first 6 days. Tom both starred in and paid for parts of Mission Impossible on his own. After Mission Impossible, it should be fair to say that Tom is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, stars in Hollywood. Tom's next role was as a sports agent in the popular hit Jerry Maguire. Tom Cruise plays a football agent struggling to succeed on his own after being fired. Show me the money, a line that has entertained our collective unconscious. I'd say that's the mark of a good movie, if it can stay in our memories in any way at all. Tom Cruise loses his job due to a report on his own beliefs. A co-worker is enthralled by the report and joins him when he starts to work on his own after being fired. Cuba Gooding Jr. plays his only client. Humor and sadness are often present, so keep a tissue handy.
I will not rest until I have you holding a Coke, wearing your own shoe, playing a Sega game, featuring you while singing your own song in a new commercial starring you, broadcast during the Super Bowl in a game that you are winning.
Don't cry at the beginning of it, Dave. Yeah, cry at the end like I do.
You know this is going to change everything.
Promise? That is the first time I have ever seen him kiss a man just like a dad.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
After Maguire, Cruise took a long hiatus from films, during which time work was done on Eyes Wide Shut, a psychological drama directed by the late Stanley Kubrick. Mission Impossible is currently in the works. I don't still like him, but I cannot help admitting this. Tom Cruise is among the upper echelon of talent in Hollywood. His films take in hundreds of millions of dollars, and his fans also number in the millions. A powerful man who started out an average person like you or I and became a superstar.
Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object! And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose! Your Honor, you had Marcus inside a bony transport! Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!